the petition of the Lord's Prayer will be fulfilled. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But on earth we've got to keep choosing, in spite of the difficulties, the opposition, the problems. Now the sacrament of grace. Always to strengthen against forces from within a person and outside the person. Thank you. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of recognizing that our faith, and this is mainly what confirmation strengthens us to preserve. Impossible, I repeat, to exaggerate the importance of realizing our faith is being constantly opposed. Opposed within us, opposed by forces outside of us. All I have to do at Detroit University tonight, all I have to do when I get home, is look at the Sunday papers, that's all. The New York Times and the Detroit papers. Page after page after page. And the philosophy behind those who publish our papers, who produce our media, who publish our magazines, who run our school systems, and now who in many ways run our government. And the more I talk this way, the more I say to myself, Hardin, stop wasting your time. You're not getting anywhere. Because the average American have been so mesmerized by the culture. I think you're living either on Mars and out of touch with reality, or indulging in pious exaggeration. In other words, this sacrament of confirmation provides us indeed with a grace. But as we've been saying, this grace is first of all for the mind. This grace is first of all for the mind. And all the talk about confirmation strengthening the mind of the will, and I mean it, is so much pious pap. As a person realizes, you've got to realize it, that we are living in a hostile world. Just does not believe what we believe in, the values that we cherish, the eternity we believe in, the principles of the most basic morality that we subscribe to are simply not the principles of the world all around us. And consequently, confirmation is not magic. We have the grace. We have the potential. But it must be acted on. And those forces, let me say, are hostile, more within a person and outside a person. They are so, what shall I say, so widespread, so assumed, so taken for granted, that even to rouse people, you can use that verb, to be aware, they will tell you, if what you're telling is true, I'd have to go to another planet. Well, the answer is yes. Not physically, but spiritually yes. Go on. The character. Confirmation is one of the sacraments, along with baptism and holy orders, that confers what we call the sacramental character. And it's in terms of three kinds of assimilation. Makes it like two. The term the church uses is it assimilates us to Christ in three ways. First, to Christ, the priest, by strengthening us to suffer in following Christ. And over the years of teaching priests, my own Jesuits for 25 years, and counseling priests, which in many ways is still my main apostolate, in terms of numbers, not that money, but my main work is working with priests. One priest kept close to the Lord is worth 1,000 lay people. And the bottom line with the priesthood is that he must be living a priestly life, which means he must be living a life of sacrifice. A priest just does not. He is a priest of Christ. He just does not live an easy life. If he does, he's not living a priestly life. And I tell him. And that's two kinds of priesthood, but this is for all of us. As we all tribute Christ in his priesthood, which means life of sacrifice. The passive priesthood, the courage to endure. And as I said during the homily, there's a stage with God's grace only. We don't even talk about enduring or putting up with. But you actually do the incredible thing. You look for it. You choose. And let me tell you, in the mind of natural psychology, it's crazy. So far from, well, choosing that which is less painful or painless, I don't think you choose what is painful. Because it's painful, but you just never, never avoid doing something because it's painful. Never. And the answer is never, never. Only one question: does God want it? That's all. And an act of peace with the courage to sacrifice the desires in following Christ. I've said this publicly, so afterwards I don't even care what people think of what I say publicly. Years ago I've decided I just don't have a right to 3 meals a day. I don't expect them. When I get them, the body's kind of surprised. What's coming off here? When I came in, let's see, today is what?
Sunday.
Came in yesterday after midnight. I met the rector, and yes, it was a plane late. Yes, he was late. Well, Joey says, get some extra sleep, so I added half an hour to the alarm clock. I was obedient, I got extra sleep. Assimilation to Christ the teacher. Strength, and the key in confirmation is strength. Strength of will in keeping the faith. And that is no cliche these days in keeping the faith. I'll never forget, and the price I paid was very high. Tomar the bishop, or by our bishop, I just could not do something rich. But the organization wanted, including the bishop, so the bishop called me up. John, you know what your problem is? The bishop, I got all kinds of problems. What do you think my big problem is? Your big problem is you've got a fixation on dogma. I said, Bishop, what a compliment. Thank you. Four years of work went down the drain. I could have appealed to the Holy See where the bishop said, but that would have created further difficulties. We just, God wants something, and he surely wants the faith to be kept intact. So, I pray for the bishop. But I don't get in. So we're in keeping the faith. Mind in not doubting the faith. All you have to do is read some diocesan papers for about 6 weeks. Or some parish bulletins. I've got a pile of them. And all kinds of question marks arise in your minds. And this is where we won't got to use our hands. You just don't read everything in print. And just because it's written with a holy picture in front of it doesn't mean that it's a good piece of writing. Am I clear? Courage in professing the faith. And look at that little red dot there. I know I'm being taped. What needs to be said needs to be said. Now we have to be prudent and use our judgment, of course. But when occasion requires it, we profess the faith. And this is where human respect, is for all of us. I couldn't think of a better practice of Lent than every day examine my conscience on how I've given in today to human respect. What I didn't do that I should have done because I was afraid of what people would think. What I did do to please somebody, which though. And I should have done. And we know we're conformists. We all are naturally. And all the time. Because you love people. But loving people does not mean, dear God, it cannot mean that we conform to everybody whom we love. Am I clear? And wisdom in communicating the faith. I wasn't in the order 5 years when a priest recommended that I start gathering short stories to use in, well, in conversation. It works like a charm. In 6 weeks I gathered over 200 little stories. Everybody likes to hear a story. You start a story there, right, which is the table. Finish that story, I got to get to class. It's a little vignette, maybe just 2 minutes long, but and have a point to it. And you put out a set of notes and read the notes, but little stories that have a point to them. I'm sure I've told all of you about the 53rd train, 53rd Street, and Lexington subway train. A big bruiser.
Tell us.
Threw me out of the train. I told you about that, didn't I? Yeah, threw me out of the train. See, if you know New York, see the train just... Just like cattle cars, just stuff the people in. Finally, a car, train pulled up, one spoon for one body. So, and you go in backwards, you see. So I got in. And there I was. And I stood. All of a sudden, two big hands behind me. Threw me out of the train. Well, lucky the people that caught me, otherwise I would have been killed. So I picked myself up, and there was a big, leering face laughing at me. He didn't have a chance to throw a priest out of the train. So as I was picking myself up from the floor, I looked at the guy. Oh, and I've got a rich vocabulary, but I couldn't recall him. By the top of my voice, I said, God bless you. Father was stunned. Guess what? He called back, God bless you too. And the door closed. We won't meet until eternity. Where's the communicating the faith? Then, see, assimilation to Christ the King and leader. How the church needs leaders. Dear Lord, how she needs leaders today. Leadership in directing persons to Christ. And the essence of leadership is not to lead. And you don't have to be big. You don't have to have a lot of power. In fact, a real leader does not, in this matter, does not, I don't say have to have, better than does not have, so many natural qualities that the world calls leadership. but a deep, strong faith, character in witnessing or withstanding opposition to the faith. And there's nothing, and this will close this section, there is nothing that is more magnetic in drawing people to the faith than courage, constancy, patience, and suffering from the very people who oppose us. See, it's weak people who use force, you know this. It's weak people who use physical force. It's weak people who lose their tempers. So you show yourself controlled, master. And let me tell you, you'll master no one, comma, no one, comma, no one, unless you first master yourself. Noah. Unless you first master yourself. And that's not psychology. That's a basic law of divine grace. Because then God will use such people. And of course, God has powers that obviously we don't have over your most stubborn human wills. And with that, I might just close by saying that confirmation, especially since the Second Vatican Council has taken on a certain number of names, call them synonyms, the basic title remains, it is the sacrament of spiritual strengthening, but it is also called the sacrament of the apostolate, the sacrament of the apostolate. It is the sacrament of martyrdom. I like that. The sacrament of martyrdom. It is the sacrament of conversion. The sacrament of conversion. In other words, the sacrament of confirmation gives us the grace to convert people, whether from those who are not Christians even, or not Catholics, to the true faith, and from a life of sin to the friendship and submission to God. And I can tell you this, it is here especially that the new Code of Canon Law issued by the present Pope in 1983, more than ever before I see in the history of the Church, the sacrament of confirmation is the sacrament of the apostolate for the laity. In other words, for centuries, the laity were, of course, associated with the apostolate, but always the language was, it was under the hierarchy. Now, of course, in an absolute sense, whatever we do should be done in union, of course, with the hierarchical church. However, remember, since Vatican II, and this is a major change in 2,000 years, the apostolate now, which involves, of course, the laity, first of all, does include apostles, number one, which are directly initiated by and controlled by the hierarchy. Initiated and controlled by the hierarchy. That's class number one. Class number two, apostles, we're talking about the laity, which are initiated by the laity, but controlled by the hierarchy. And thirdly, many Catholics don't know this. There are apostates, and the church strongly encourages this, which are both initiated by and controlled by the laity. Only one condition, which is an obvious one, that it be approved by the hierarchy. But listen, that hierarchy does not mean only or even mainly the local hierarchy. It also, and with emphasis, means the Holy See. Most Catholics, when they hear the word hierarchy, they think of the local bishop. Well, it's only 50% or maybe 30% correct. It's the Pope, the Holy See. And most of my work for the Church has been both initiating and then having organization, like, for example, the funeral that we had in Chicago with about 20 priests celebrating Mass. I was told by the Holy See to, well, get to organize and be sure that there are laity on the board of directors. Further, make sure that the lay people have the same voting power as the bishops. Do you hear me? That's saying something. But you better know what you're talking about. And then, of course, working in the diocese with the bishop will, at least will not disapprove, at least say we would be there. But then confirmation, and this is the last title, it is especially the sacrament for the apostolate of the laity. In other words, the sacrament of confirmation gives you people in the laity rights. Not just rights, but graces. To evangelize, Lord willing, this coming Thursday in San Francisco, I'm to speak on the re-evangelization of America. And addressing myself to the laity. America is a pagan nation. Please, nobody told you. It's a pagan nation. Somebody had better evangelize our country. And for 25 years, the Holy See tells me it's the laity. The laity. That's why we're here. That's why we've got these Sunday classes. The need is cosmic. And is grave. And you have the sacrament precisely issued by Christ for this purpose. I'm sure I've mentioned this before. At the turn of the century, there were less than 500,000 Catholics in the continent of Africa. The present figures are over 70 million Catholics in Africa. And most of those are the result of the zeal of the laity. Zeal of the laity. My prayer and my hope is that before the turn of this century, that leadership will arise among the laity, provided for by the sacrament which is instituted for this purpose. And Lord willing, somebody better convert our beloved country. Thank you for listening. I think we'll take our 15-minute break now. And then our next class is on martyrdom.